Today's shiur of Mishnah Biryani is Siman Shin Ayin Beis, and we are up to Sif Yud Beis. Ziz Hayotze Min Hakosel, Yeshbo Arba Al Arba. We're talking here about a projection-like shelf, but it's more of the big, obviously a big shelf, because it's Yeshbo Arba Al Arba. So you have this projection coming out of a wall, built like a shelf, that is 4x4. So as opposed to, let's say, an Itzaba or a Seifel, which rests on the ground, this is actually attached to the wall with nothing under it. But what did he put below it? The Niyach Alav, what did the people of the Chatzar put below it? He put below it a Sulam Kolshehu, a ladder going up to this Ziz, and we'll see it's going to be leaning on the Ziz, but it is not going to be, the ladder itself is not going to be 4x4, is not going to even be 4 in terms of its length along the wall. It's going to be a thin, it's not going to be a wide ladder. Even so, Mo'il le'hatir lo tashmish hakotel. It will enable the Ziz to be utilized as a way in which the kotel above, the top of the 10 tefach kotel above, it can then enable it to be used all across the top of the kotel. But now he says, v'hushalot. Well, let's, before we get to the Vehu Shalom, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Tzadi Gimel Hayotzei Min HaKotel. So you have this Ziz, this projection-like shelf coming out of the Kotel. It's B'Tzolch Asara. This projection, obviously, is within the 10 Tefach wall, somewhere from the ground up until the top of the Kotel. Samach La'aretz. So it's somewhere between the ground and the 10 Tefach top of the wall. Sif Katan Tzadi Balad V'Hiniach Alav. And what did he do? He put up against Ritzon Omar Sherosho Ha'elyon Shalasulam Samech Alziz, talking about where the top of the ladder is leaning up onto the platform. Sif Katan Satihei, and it's a Sulam Kol Shehu Ritzon Omar. That means Shusulam Sar. It's not a wide ladder, meaning in terms of its length across the length of the wall. It is narrow, and therefore, since the actual steps and side of this ladder is narrow, meaning it doesn't have 4 tfachim in width, so therefore, he says, she'ein machzik arba tfachim be'ovi ashlivus. It's not 4 tfachim in the thickness of the steps of the ladder, and it's lo rachav, as I said, it's not wide arba tfachim b'meshach hakotel along the sides of the kotel. It's a very narrow and thin, it's narrow and thin. Even though it's narrow and thin, mikomakol mahani, it's still, this little skinny ladder will work. It doesn't work for the kotel to be viewed as a pesach, or even to independently to be able to use it for usage on top of the wall. But here, it's in combination. Kevan sheroi lalos alav la ziz, since this ladder is good enough to get onto the ziz, onto this shelf-like projection, Havi Hai Sulam Darga, this Sulam is like a step to the Ziz, and it mitstaref im aziz, and it therefore joins up with the Ziz, Tahavi Kidavarecha, comes like one thing, meaning it becomes like the, like we had the double Itzdaba before, where even though there was an Itzdaba on top that in itself, if it didn't have another Itzdaba under it, would just be airspace, but because it had another Itzdaba under it, and that Itzdaba under it was not 4x4, if you remember from yesterday, that still worked, because it became like one Itzdaba, starting off narrow and then becoming wide on top. So through here, even though the ladder is narrow, the actual projection shelf coming out of the kotel is wide enough and long enough. It's 4x4 coming out, and that would suffice to enable, once again, usage on top of the wall. Sif katan sadi vav lahatir lo tashmish hakotel. It works for the usage of the kotel if this is on one side. Aval lasoso pesach la'arev yachad. But once again, to operate as a Pesach, to join both chatzeros on both sides of the kotel, eino mo'il, it's not going to function for that, it's not going to operate as like a ladder would if it went to the top, a 4 tefach wide ladder if it went to the top or within 3 tefachim of the top of the kotel, it's not going to work like that if you had it on both sides. As he says, elem kein aziz hu pepachos, unless the ziz itself would be pepachos mishlosha tefachim, would be within 3 tefachim to the rosh hakotel, like we said by the Itzdaba. Hasheni Asagam King Kazan, the other side, the other Chatzer on the other side of the world also did that Me'ev Hasheni. But here, the Ziz is not within three Tfachim of the top of the Kotel. Therefore, with this narrow ladder, all it will suffice to do is enable the usage on top of the Kotel. We continue on. Vehu, back in the Shulchan Aruch, Vehu Shalote Shliva Tachtona, Gvoa Min Ha'aretz Shlosha. Now, when we allow this ladder to attach up to the Ziz, the ladder has to be a ladder in which the bottom rung of the ladder is not gavoa min ha'aretz. The bottom rung is not three tefachim above the ground. Lo yehei ben shliva l'shliva shlosha, and it can't be in between rungs three, because once again, then it's like this avir there, and it can't be viewed as like one, you know, like one itstaba from the ground to the top. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tzadi Zayin. Shalot tehei d'im rechoka shlosha tefachim min ha'aretz, because if the rung was three tefachim from the ground, havi miyut be'avir, then once again you're going to have a situation where you're trying to minimize the height to the kotel with avir, and that does not work. It has to be viewed that it's enclosed up to the top of that ziz, like the same way it was enclosed from the ground up to the etzdaba. Sifkan sari ches below yehei, and also the camp in between the rungs, they can't be three tefachim as well. Sha'az nase haziz im kol ha-shlivos ha-kol echa. Because then if in between each rung there isn't three tefachim, and there's no three tefachim between the ground and the first rung, it's all going to be like one unit, okay, all the way up to the ziz. U-ki-ilu, it's like, as we said before, one itztaba achas, she'esh ba-arba al-arba, bilmala, like it has the four by four on top, shemo'eles af al-pi shektar al-mata, that works even though it is not as wide on the bottom, it's not down on the bottom. We saw yesterday, it's Sif Yud Aleph. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. But then he says, what you have to do with this sulam is it has to lean up against the ziz, this projection, the shelf. Aval somcho etzlolo. But if it doesn't lean up, okay, up against the ziz, but it's leaned up against the wall next to the ziz, that will not work. Look at Sadi Tess in the Mishnah Berurah. With Sona Lomar, she's going to say, Sheyismach Rosh HaElyon Shel HaSulam B'ziz, the top of the ladder, even though it's, as we said, narrow, has to go and lean up onto the ziz itself. But the ladder cannot be leaning up against the wall next to the ziz, but see though on its side. Even if it's within three tefachim of the ziz. Why? Because it's critical that this ladder is viewed as like a step going up to the ziz, and that will not work via lavud. So it has to actually, this narrow sulam has to actually lean up against the ziz in order for it to operate like an etzdaba to allow you to use the top of the wall. And then he goes on to say, back to the Shulchan Aruch, v'chol zman she'ein gavoa hakotel esrim tfachim, and as long as the wall is not 20 tfachim, dai b'ziz echad, one ziz, one of these shelf projections, 4x4 coming out of the wall, will suffice if it's shemanicho be'emsa, if you have it coming out of the wall, in the middle of the wall. Sharei ein gavoa asara ad aziz, velo gavoa asara mimenu arotakoto. If you put it right directly, it's below 20 tfachim, the top of the wall, and you put the ziz directly in the middle, then up until the ziz from the ground will not be 10 tfachim, and from the ziz to the top of the wall will not be 10 tfachim. Then the ziz will operate as in this fashion, with one ziz alone. But if the wall is already 20 tefachim high, then sarach shnei zizin. Then the only way you're going to work with these projections, like shelf zizin, is if you have two of them. Echad betoch asara, one within 10, the first asara atachtonim, the first 10 tefachim, the echad l'malav imenu, and another one above it, betoch asara elyonim, another one in the middle between the ten tefachim, the 10 upper tefachim. So in other words, let's say this wall is 20 tefachim, exactly 20 tefachim, then you're going to need to have one ziz within the first 10 tefach, and another ziz within the next 10 tefach above it. Shemaya ziz gavoa asara, lo sagile besulam kolshu. Because if the ziz itself is 10 tefachim high, that you will not be able to use this narrow kolshu ladder to operate together with the ziz. In other words, in order to use zizin with a narrow ladder, that ziz has to be within 10 tefachim. And if you're going to have a wall where the top is 20 tefachim, then you're going to need to have two zizin with these two ladders that will be less than 10 tefachim, and then you can utilize those zizin. So look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katam kuf, besoch asara ha el yonim. So if the top of the wall is 20 tefachim high, then you need the two zizin, and the second ziz has to be within the top 10 tefachim. Ushiyahu bepachus me'asara tefachim le'tachton, and it has to be less than 10 tefachim away from the ziz below it. V'gam sarach lezeh shnei sulamos, and therefore you're going to need two ladders, echad min ha'aretz, one from the ground up until ad ziz ha'tachton, it's also obviously going to be, the first one's going to be below 10 tefachim, echad, and you need another ladder from the first ziz up until min ha'tachton, ad ha'elyon, up until the second one. So each ziz cannot be, right, the first ziz has to be within less than 10 tefachim from the ground, the second ziz has to be within 10 tefachim of the first ziz, and obviously that second ziz is somewhere in between the 10 tefach and 20 tefach mark of the 20 tefach kotel. Kuf Aleph, so the Shulchan Aruch had said, because if the ziz itself was 10 tefachim high, then a narrow ladder would not suffice. So no lomar, it's Kuf Aleph. She'im yagbia ziz hatachton raboa afsara min haaretz. If the ziz, the lower ziz, is going to be 10 tefachim from the ground, and so too, if the second ziz, Yachikenu, you're going to go ahead and distance asara tefachim, 10 tefachim from the ziz atachdon, lo sagi le besulam kolshu, this narrow ladder will not enable the ziz to operate like an itstaba to allow usage at the top of the wall. The ladder can only operate with a 10 tefachim ziz, a 10 tefachim high ziz, if the ladder itself was a wide ladder, 4 tefachim wide, right, along the length of the wall. And then we continue on. V'hu shalo yu azizin zeh keneged zeh. And the zizin cannot be one directly below the other. Sheroi lahatil sulam mizeh lezeh. So that it could be, you would be able to put one ladder on the bottom ziz and lean it up against the upper ziz. That's what he says in the Mishnah Berurah. He spells it out, Kuf Beis, Eliyu Meshuchin Zeh Mizeh. Rather, you have to have these zizin, not one directly below the other, but rather one separated from the other, not directly below, Kedei She'iroi, so that you'll be able to, Lahamid Sulam, stand the ladder, Al Ziz HaTachton, you'll be able to stand the ladder on the lower ziz, Ulasamcho, and then lean it bishipua, and lean it with a on a angle so that it will lean up al zizel. The only way you can have a ladder, you need to have some space, some extra area that you can lean the ladder. If the ziz, the 4 tefach ziz, the 4x4 tefach ziz below the 4x4 tefach ziz above it is directly below it, you can't lean up a ladder against the upper ziz. It's only if the lower ziz is somewhat moved to the side, either to the right or to the left, will it operate. I guess also if the lower one is longer projects out further, that would lechora work as well. We now move on. Sif Yud Gimel. Hemid shnei sulamos zeh b'tzad zeh. V'lo haya b'shneihem meshech arba. They stood two ladders right next to each other. In other words, instead of having one ladder up on a wall, remember we said for a ladder to operate as a ladder independently to work, it needs to have a width of 4 tefachim, the ladder. So he says, what happens if you had a narrow ladder, but you had two narrow ladders, and you line them up, one next to the other, two narrow ladders next to each other, below haya b'shneihem meshech arba, and together, when you line them up, they did not add up to a full 4 tefach of width. So they were both narrow, and even together, when put next to each other, they would not be together 4 tefachim wide. So what he did was, hirchikam zeh mizeh, so he distanced them a little, kedei sheyeh b'shneihem arba, so that from one end of one of the ladders to the other end of the other ladder, there's going to be a distance of 4 tefachim. But there's airspace in between, so what did he do with that airspace in between? Because if they were together, they wouldn't be 4. It's only if you separate them out, now the distance from one end of one narrow ladder to the other end of the other narrow ladder is going to be 4 tefachim. But then there's something in, there's airspace in between. So what did he do? Umileya avir shebeinayim, and he filled up the airspace in between bikash with straw. In other words, he made straw rungs in between. He says, "Eino moel lo latiro l'shtamish alav lo arev yachem." This is not going to work to create a wide ladder that's going to be matir using the top of the wall. To use the top of the wall, nor would it operate as a ladder if the ladder reached up until three tvachim of the top of the ten tavach wall. It will not be able to operate as such a ladder to create a joint eruv from both sides. In other words, let's say I had these two types of ladders on both sides, but the width of four tvachim only came about by putting these two ladders next to each other with airspace in between and filling it with straw. That would not establish a meaningful ladder to allow usage on the top of the wall and allowing, if you had it on both sides, allowing the two chatzeros to join in an eruv. Meaning this does not suffice as a viable ladder. Why? Shemekom maimad haraglayim hu be'emtza asulam, because the actual place where the person is going to step onto is going to be is in the middle of a ladder, and ein roi la'alos bekash, and a person can't walk up on kash, on straw, if it's going to collapse. However, imhimid asulam be'emtza, but if he went ahead and the sulam was actually in the middle, v'hakash min atzad, and he puts the two sides on of the ladder were with straw, mahani, then it's going to work. Bein la'atiro l'shtamesh alav, bein la'arav yachad. Whether it's to enable using the top of the wall, or whether it's to enable going ahead and joining both chatzeros together if they had these two similar type ladders on each side. Let's see this all spelled out in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Kuf Gimel. Umilei ha'avir shebeinayim bekash. He went ahead and he filled the airspace in between these two narrow ladders with straw, meaning shasan ke'ein shlivos, meaning he made the airspace in between, okay, the two ladders, he didn't fill it up totally, I mean, he made rungs out of straw in between the two ladders. That's not going to work because you can't walk, since it's in the middle, you can't walk up a ladder of straw. But if the kash is min atzad, if you have the straw on the side, uvin ze nishlam hashir meshach rochav arba tzvachim asulam, and that will enable the thickness and of the ladder to now be four tzvachim, and all you did was fill out the thickness of the ladder with straw on both sides, that's fine. Why? Why is that mahani kufhei? Lefi shekaf haregel ola besulam. And since the person's legs will walk up the ladder, and he's in the middle, because the actual shlivot and rungs of the ladder are in the middle, ve'akash shemin atzad, roi lahatzik bo biyadav, you can utilize the straw on the sides to help you go up and hold on to with your hands and go up the ladder. As long as the rungs of the actual ladder are not made out of kash, the ones that you're walking up on, you can fill out the sides to reach the thickness of four tvachim with straw. And once you do that, it will be a valid ladder, both to utilize the top of the kotel if it's on one side, or if it's on two sides, to create, help enable the creation of an eruv for both chatzeros by having a ladder on each side. But as the Mishnah Brura Kufav says, that's only in magia lefachos mishosha tvachim. If you ever want to use a ladder to go ahead and create an eruv between two sides of the wall, then it has to be a pesach, and it can only be a pesach if the ladder reaches within three tvachim of the top of the wall lerosh hakosal. And he's asa gam kain gam bechatzer teis, and he has such a ladder on the other side within three tvachim of the top of the wall. Bechein b'chol asimam, and this is true in the whole siman heicha. Whenever it says, and he keeps repeating this. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch is talking about enabling, creating an Eruv between both sides of the wall with both chatzeros, obviously it's Ma'ariv talking, it's talking about where the same thing is done on the other side, right? Either with having a ladder go up to the top, or having an etzaba going up within three tefachim to the top. It has to be that you have that on both sides in order for it to create the Pesach that enables the joining of the two chatzeros with an eruv. Sif yudalim. Ein hasulam rochav arba. What happens if the sulam itself was not four tvachim wide, which means it's not a valid sulam in itself to go ahead and utilize the top of the kotel, or if on both sides, to create an eruv for both chaseros. So what could you do if you're not doing the old kash move like we saw in Yud Gimel? So what did he do? B'chakak etzlo bakosel. He dug into the wall lehashlimo le'arva. He digs into the wall so that now the ladder could be viewed as a ladder of four tfachim wide. That will work if dailo sheyachov begova asara. That will work to go ahead and extend the width of the ladder to make it a four tefach wide ladder, as long as what's dug into the wall on the side of this ladder is 10 tefachim high, meaning you need a ladder engraved and dug out of the wall 10 tefachim high. Let's look at this in the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to spell it out. V'chakak etzlo bakosel. So you have the ladder going up against the wall, but the ladder itself is narrow. So what did he do? Kigon shezakaf hasulam biyosher. He puts the ladder vertically up against the wall. V'chakak mikanu makan bakotel. And he dug in on both sides of the ladder into the wall. Shaya av v'asa kamin shlivos. So now when he digs in to the wall, so what does he do? He now has, like, there are shlivos. As he goes ahead and he digs into the wall, that it creates like rungs within the wall itself, because he's carving out the wall on each side of the ladder. And that would be mashlim hashir shel rochav avatochim. Because if he goes up and he lined up this narrow ladder against the wall, and on each side he digs out rungs in the actual wall itself, so it's like there's like steps within the wall, that will satisfy the extending the width of the ladder to four tfachim wide. But you don't have to go ahead, the Shulchan Aruch said, and do this all the way up top to the top of the wall, as long as you go up at least 10 tfachim high, he says. She kuftes, she kufches, dailo, perush. What does this mean? It's enough if it's 10 tfachim high. This means, aval sulam ba'atzmo, we're talking here with the sulam itself, sarech yale an rosh hakosel. Let's say the wall goes up to 18 tfachim. So the ladder has to go up at least until the top, or al kolponim, pachish on the tfachim. It has to go up to at least within 3 tfachim of the kotel. So let's say that the height of the kotel was 18 tfachim. So the ladder has to go to at least somewhere above 15 tfachim, because the top of the wall is 18 tfachim. So you have to get the ladder all the way up to at least 15 tfachim. So even if the ladder is narrow, you don't have to go ahead and extend the width by digging into the wall all the way up to 15 tfachim. As long as you dig into the wall and extend the ladder at its base to 4 tfachim wide by digging into the side of the kotel, that's going to work. K'noma le'el b'sif ches, like we said earlier in sif ches, as long as it's within the narrow part of the ladder goes up and within 3 tfachim, the bottom part of the first 10 tefach from the ground up until 10 tefach, that is all you need in terms of digging out into the wall. So that's what he says. Kuftes, dailo sheyachok begova asara. As long as you dig in these inbuilt runs into the wall up to 10 tefachim high, that's minimally 10 tefachim high, that will be enough. Shezeu shir gova pesach, because that is the shir, the amount necessary for a pesach, for it to be considered the afal pisha kotel gavoa harbe, and even though the yuat, the kotel itself in this case, is much higher, v'sham ein asulam rachav arba tfachim, and the ladder above the 10 tfachim doesn't have now 4 tfachim of width, because above 10 tfachim there's no more wall dug out to extend the width. Ein b'kach klum, it's not a problem. Why? Because minimally, you can still walk to the top of the kotel with the ladder, even though it's not 4 tefachim wide. You just need to have the 10 tefachim, the first 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, in order to give it a din of a pesach. But in terms of reaching the top of the kotel, all you need is a ladder, and that could the ladder itself can be narrow once the first 10 tefach of the ladder are 4 tefachim wide with the combination of the narrow ladder and the digging out of the rungs in the wall next to the ladder. We continue on. V'imlo hemid sulam klal ela chakak bakotel kimin shlivus shel sulam alosbo. Let's say there was no ladder at all, and all he did was create a ladder by digging into the wall and making the actual rungs and steps in the wall itself. So basically, he didn't have an external ladder. He created a ladder within the wall by digging out rungs in the wall, and that's all he had. And sarach, in that case, sarach sheyachok b'chol gova kotel. Then he has to go ahead and dig out 4 tefach wide rungs all the way to the top of the kotel. Umoel, and then it would work bein lahatir tashmish bein la'ar yachad. Then it would operate to utilize the top of the kotel, or if they had it on both sides, to go ahead and join both chatzeros in an eruv. Now, why should it be different? Why, when it's not a ladder, an external ladder leaning up against, but rather the whole ladder itself is dug out of the wall, why there does the 4 tefach inbuilt wall ladder have to reach the top 4 tefachim wide all the way up? So Mr. Brewer is going to explain. Sifkatan kuf yud. You have to then dig out 4 tefachach wide rungs, the full height of the kotel, no matter how high it is. Why? Because unlike the rungs of a regular ladder, which are easier to go ahead and walk up to the top of the kotel, here, when it's an inbuilt in the wall ladder, the whole ladder itself has to be wide for tefachim all the way up to the top of the kotel. Obviously, when we say to the top of the kotel, as he's going to say in Kufiyat Aleph, it means within 3 tefachim on the top of the kotel. Look what he says, v'chol gova kotel. V'amnam, however, im nishar min ha-gova rak pachos v'shosha tefachim shelo chagaku. However, if all that's left from the top of these rungs in this inbuilt wall ladder, it only goes up until 3 tefachim that was not dug out, meaning this inbuilt ladder stops 3 tefachim within 3 tefachim at the top of the wall, stavra gam kein mahani, because again, the svar is it will work, because where does the ladder have to go up until? It has to go up until within 3 tefachim at the top of the kotel, and then it will operate to put things on top of the wall. Again, we're talking about household items that started Shabbos in the house, to utilize it at the top of the kotel if it's only on one side. And if you have this on both sides, these inbuilt rungs inbuilt into the wall, going up to within 3 tefachim of the top of the kotel, you have it on both sides, and they're 4 tefachim wide, it will moil, it will work, once again, for not only using the top of the kotel, but for joining them, for joining both chatzeros in one eruv. And he says, ze koi gam aresha, this goes also on the first part of this sif, namely, whenever you have these sulams that operate, it works both for putting things on the top of the, and using the top of the kotel, and if you have it on both sides, making an eruv. So that would work both when you have your ladder going to the top, it's narrow, with digging out on the sides up until 10 tefachim, or digging out fully in the wall, but then requiring the 4 tefachim width all the way up to the top of the kotel, or within 3 tefachim of the top of the kotel. And finally, sif tesvav, haya ilan pitzad ha kotel. If you had a ilan, a tree on the side of the wall, the asu sulam lekotel, and you made it into a ladder to the kotel, imratu ma'arvin echad. If they would like, they can go ahead and utilize the tree to be used and be viewed as a ladder on both sides to create a joint eruv for both chatzeros on both sides. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan kuf yud gimel imratzu ma'arvin echad she'ein iser la'alos. What's the chiddush here? Why can't you use it as you have a ladder on both sides utilizing a tree? He says, nah, there's a chiddush here, because it's usher to go ahead and walk on a tree and use a tree as a ladder on Shabbos. So he says she'ein iser la'alos al stam ilan v'Shabbos. The iser of climbing on a tree on Shabbos is only mitivei el mitivei sofrim. And the Bein HaShemashos, and during Bein HaShemashos, Shehu Shas Kniyas Ha'eruv, which is the time when the Eruv is Chal, Lo Gazru Al Shvus Shel Devrayim. All these Shvusim, the Rabbanans of Shabbos, don't apply Bein HaShemashos. So therefore, Bein HaShemashos, there was this ladder, and it was an operative ladder. So if Bein HaShemashos, there was an operative ladder, so then, at Bein HaShemashos, there was a Pesach, which would then enable both Chatzeros to join in the Erev. And once they established the Erev, so the fact that the rest of Shabbos, it's usher to go ahead and walk on the trees, it's irrelevant because, as we learned many times, once the Chatzeros were Hutter, became Mutter to carry in based on the Erev, B'tchilas HaShabbos, it's Hutter for the whole Shabbos. Ah, but you'll ask, but that's only if it projects such usage for the whole Shabbos. And here it's not going to project usage for the whole Shabbos. It's something that we saw earlier. So the Achronim brings this up. Rabbi Akiva brings this up. So he says, you can still view this as projected usage. You know why? Because the fact that it's usher to use, that's an isser. But the actual ability to climb, that is there. And therefore it could be viewed as there is a projected ladder in Pesach for the whole Shabbos. Ah, you can't actually go ahead and use it. That's not going to take away from the fact that there is projected heter for the whole Shabbos. But this is definitely Tzarech Iyun and needs much more analysis. Ayin Sham Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Avalim Asa Ashera. However, if there was a Asherah sulam lakotel, you made an Asherah tree as your ladder to the wall, then ein ma'arvin echad. Then you would not be able to use it to create an Erev if you had such an Asherah tree operating as a ladder. Why? Because that is usher to walk up such a tree minatora. Such a tree is usher bahana. And if that's the case, then so you would not be able to walk up the tree, and therefore it was no halachic Pesach, there was no Pesach between the two Chatzeros, because you had a wall there, and the only way you can get up to the top of the wall with this ladder would be walking up a Asherah ladder, which is Aser B'Hanah, and therefore you can't walk up, and therefore there's no Pesach there. Back to Shulchan Aruch. So that's all the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. But now he comes to the opinion of the Rosh. The Harosh Zal, in Perek Zayin there, Simon Dalit, Kasav Behefach. He writes just the opposite. Just the opposite. He says, the Elon Eino Moil, that an Elon cannot operate as a ladder to create a Pesach to enable an Erev between the two Chatzeros. But Asherah is Moelis. But a ladder made out of an Asherah, that would work to create the Pesach via this Asherah Dika ladder. But it has to be that this tree, this Asherah tree, is dry. We'll see why. So what does the Rosh hold differently? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Kuf Yud Dalid. The Ilan Eino Moil. Why does he hold that the Ilan will not operate as a ladder to create Pesach for Erev? The Kevan She'asur Halos Bo Shabbos. Since it's usher to go ahead and walk up a tree on Shabbos, and the iser is a Shabbos dika iser. Eich yatir davar l'Shabbos. How could something that's gufa usher on Shabbos be matir something on Shabbos? Da'avi lei kishnei soisrin. It's like a tati desasre. It's a stira to utilize something that's usher to do on Shabbos as that which is actually matir something on Shabbos. This definitely is sarach iyun, something to be analyzed for iyun share what the svar is. But the asher is not that way. Sif cut on kuf desvav, but the Rosh holds that Asherah will work. Why? True, you can't walk up the Asherah, but look what he says. Hobo v'lespa mishum iser Shabbos. Since there's no iser Shabbos in walking up this Asherah tree ladder, there's no iser Shabbos, it's an iser Asherah. So afaf gav sheyesh ba iser, even though it's an iser d'oraisa, but it's an iser acher, shu iser avodas gilulim, and it's an iser d'oraisa of being nana from avodas zara, lo chai shinu lezeh, it's not a problem. Because at the end of the day, so what if you can't walk on the ladder because it's an Asherah? There's still a ladder there that we can view halachically as a Pesach. Because the ladder goes to the top of the kotel, or within three tvachim, top of the kotel. The Aryeh Dereviyaleh. And it's like a lion is at the, okay, guarding it. For example, let's say you had a real window as a Pesach, but you couldn't get through that window because it was 4x4 because a lion was guarding it. You still say the Pesach there. So it's the same thing. Since the Asherah Isser is not a Shabbos Dika Isser, it's an external Isser, and it's like an Aryeh blocking the Pesach. But minimally, that Asherah tree has to be dry. Why? Because She'ein Bo Peros Va'olin Va'anafin. It has to be where this Asherah tree doesn't have any fruit or leaves or branches that you might want to go ahead and utilize. Because then, only then will the Asherah tree be a tree that you'd be allowed to walk up on Isser Shabbos. Because you'd be allowed to walk up on it to Shabbos Medina. If it was not, not for the Isser Asherah. In other words, it has to be that the only thing that, according to the Rush, that the only Isser that exists in walking up this tree is the Isser Asherah. But if the Isser is also an Isser Shabbos, the Rabbanan, so what's it going to help that it's an Isser Asherah? The pshat is that all there is an Isser Asherah. So how do you have all there is an Isser Asherah? It's a tree. So it has to be a dry tree that doesn't have peros all and nothing. Now, if however you check Simon Shin Lamed Vav, you'll see the Ishazar Shalom Allah Safilu Bilangavish. In Shin Lamed Vav, we saw that a person has to be careful not to even walk up a tree that is dry. Why? Because it was an Isser Rabbanan, that maybe he'll come and walk up a regular tree. So he says, go for that. Hasam Rak Mishum Ziyag V'Gader. That's a separate Gzeira Shalom Yavo Lahakel B'Shari Lanos. So you won't come and be Makel and other trees. And therefore, that is not to be viewed as a regular Isser Derabbanan of a Shvus. Vayein be'Eliyahu Rabba Shevetzadeh L'Halacha. Eliyahu Rabba says, bottom line, Halacha L'maisa, we call like the Ksara Rishona, Shidas Harbi Poskim, namely that if you have a regular tree that could be physically utilized to go ahead and walk up the tree and use it as a ladder to get to the top of the wall, that could be viewed as a ladder to enable the joining of the two Chatzeros in an Erev, but an Asherah would not be able to be utilized because that's an Isser Torah, and the Isser Torah has no heter, Ben HaShemashos, only the Isser Rabbanan. That was the first opinion, and that's the das of many poskim, and that's how the Eliyahu Rabbah bottom lines, Halacha le Maisa.